This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So the clock has gone 11:11. Synchronicity. Somebody said, which word do you use every day? I think that's the one. Synchronicity. Things are balanced out. And our conversation right now is about balancing out light and darkness, night and day. Many of us still have family in rural areas. And even if we don't, many of us do like to travel across parts of the country. And some of the more beautiful parts of South Africa are in the rural areas, driving through Bizana. I'm thinking of the Eastern Cape. You know, the landscape is so beautiful. Driving through the Northwest Province, parts of Limpopo. Stunning, stunning landscapes. But there, unfortunately, you don't have sufficient infrastructure, whether it's by electricity, roadside lamps, or the roads themselves. Now, what happens when you're on one of those beautiful roads, whether you're visiting family back home or you're on a mini, you know, short left? What happens when livestock crosses the road and you have very little reaction time? Many, many, many tragic accidents have happened for precisely that reason on the South African roads, where suddenly, you know, a dark shape, as they say, appears on the road out of nowhere. And the next thing, you've had a collision with an animal. I know in one case, it's one case that I know of, it led to a very, very, very tragic outcome. And it's the driver who didn't survive, but the cattle did. So what do you do? Memphis Murebudi Kautsani is a South African who thought, well, we need to innovate around this roadside problem in rural South Africa. And is there a way in which, the same way if people are walking on a dark road, you're asked to wear light reflective clothing, is there a way there can be a reflective shield on animals? And so he created Moonshine Reflective Livestock Spray, a glow-in-the-dark paint for your livestock. And I guess not only does this kind of intervention address a very serious rural problem, save lives, but it also saves the livestock because, you know, cattle lost to a road accident is revenue lost to the farmer as well. It's part of an inheritance lost as well. So there are a lot of variables to consider here. And let's speak to the founder and the creator of Moonshine Reflective Livestock Spray, Memphis Murebudi Kautsane. Good morning.
Good morning to you and your listeners. Great privilege and honor to be on the show.
No, it is our pleasure. And obviously, every Wednesday we have this innovation moment. And I think this is quite an intriguing innovation. And, you know, reading a little bit about it, I can understand what prompted it. But perhaps we should hear it from your own lips.
Okay. Now, just a quick introduction of myself. As you mentioned, my name is Memphis Murebudi Kautsane. I am from a small rural area in the Northwest Province called Taung. I am the founder and innovator of Moonshine Reflective Spray. Moonshine Reflective Spray is basically a reflective paint in form of a spray, and it's designed to make stray animals visible at night. So basically our main objective is to reduce or at least avoid accidents caused by stray animals. You often find in most rural areas, you find that there are livestock roaming around freely on the streets, and those animals often cause accidents, you know, and cars often sustain significant damages during those kinds of accidents. And as we all know that necessity is the mother of all inventions, you know, hence I came up with Moonshine.
Okay, so what prompted you to come up with this innovation? Did you have an experience personally, or you witnessed something like this?
About I think it's more than 7 years ago. My cousin and I were driving on the N18, you know, in Taung, you know, and then we were involved in an accident that was caused by a cattle, you know. But unfortunately, I mean, fortunately, we sustained minor injuries. So, you know, I've had my own personal experience with regards to accident caused by stray animals.
Okay. And so how does the spray, how does this reflective glow-in-the-dark spray work?
Okay. Let me just start by saying, currently it's the first of its kind in South Africa, you know. So basically the motorists will be able to spot the animal 200 meters away when the headlights are on at night to avoid collision. It's basically cost effective and extremely easy to use. So basically what you need to do is that you need to spray the animal on both sides of the fur at the back, so that the motorists will be able to spot the animal from all different angles at night to avoid collision. It's definitely used on all types of animals, as you mentioned, including dogs, but we were specifically targeting the larger animals, such as donkeys, cows, and horses, you know, because they do the most damages during those kinds of accidents. And the spray will cling onto the animal fur for a minimum of 4 to 5 months, depending on the weather, which obviously gives value for your money. The paint is definitely harmless and non-toxic on the animal fur and has no scientific effects whatsoever. The spray has no expiry date, so you can keep it as long as possible. And it definitely should be stored below the 40 degrees Celsius temperature, just to be on the safe side. The paint on its own is non-flammable, you know, but during the packaging process, because we need to use gas for as air compressor, that's only then that it becomes flammable. We have also received certification from a laboratory, which is SABS approved, which is a plus for us. And I just like the listeners to be aware. They just need to know that the paint is not supposed to be used on exposed wounds and eyes of the animal, you know. We have worked with a qualified vet on the product for the safety of all animals.
Okay. All right. So again, I just need clarity. So it's a spray.
Yes.
That should be kept in cool temperatures. You spray it on one side of the animal and on the other side of the animal. Keep away from the eyes and the lips. But if an animal is crossing the road from 200 meters, a driver will be able to see it.
Correct. That is definitely correct.
So we will see this fluorescent light in the distance with legs walking, and we'll know there's a herd of animal.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Okay, this is fantastic. Now, how did you know to come up with an innovation like this? Sort of, we know what prompted you to do it, you know, being in an accident that involved an animal, but how did you know that the solution was this sort of thing?
Yeah, because previously we've had, you know, reflective belts, you know. And I've noticed one thing about reflective belts is that, one, they could easily be removed, you know. That's the first thing. You just remove them. Anyone can steal them. Secondly, they are a danger to animals on its own, because you find that those reflective bells are usually put on the neck of the animal, you know. Mm. But if that belt was to lock on the fence or on the tree, it will easily strangle the animal, you know, which is a danger on its own. Mm. And the other thing that we noticed was that it had poor visibility at night, you know. So you'd find that if an animal, for example, is facing the other direction, mm. you know, the motorist will not be able to spot the animal from all different angles, you know.
Okay.
So it took about 2 to 3 years, you know, mm. to figure out what would actually work on this animal.
Okay.
And then one day I realized that, you know, just imagine if there was a reflective paint, mm. you know, that would be able to be used on this animal, you
I
know.
See.
Firstly, it has high visibility at night. Secondly, it cannot be stolen from the animal, because once sprayed on the animal, no one will be able to remove it, you know. So basically, that's how the brainstorming process came by.
Right. And I guess it can help if we're talking about stock theft, because it's a huge issue in rural areas, is that people lose their cattle to raiders. And I guess if you can somehow spot a herd moving in the dark, you know, if you've been alerted on time, that there goes my herd of cattle or sheep or goats.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. You know, livestock theft in rural areas is a huge problem. It's definitely a huge problem. Hence, our target market is mainly small-scale farmers and commercial farmers, you know, because they will easily be able to identify their livestock, especially at night.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. What about sustainability, you know, of this aerosol, this can, once you spray it on the animal? Is it safe for the animal? Is it safe for the environment?
Most definitely. It's definitely environmentally friendly. As I mentioned, we have worked with a technology station that deals with chemical to ensure that all harmful and non-toxic substances are eliminated through the testing process, you know. We're also looking into recycling and reusing of the empty spray cans to ensure that we look after the environment, you know.
Okay. Dumi in Woodmead, you've got a question.
Hi, Lerato. Good morning. Look, it's just a quick question. Just wanted to find out if what sort of regulations do you need to adhere to, especially on the food and healthy safety regulations? Because once you apply this chemical, let's say an animal needs to go to slaughter, is there a document that you need to be able to release for slaughters to be able to accept your animal into the slaughterhouse? Because it actually has to do with protein. Does it affect the actual meat?
Okay. Memphis?
Definitely not. It has no effect on the meat whatsoever. As I mentioned, that it specifically affects the fur of the animal, which is the outside, you know. So according to our research, you know, it will not affect the actual meat processing itself in any ways, you know. I'm not quite sure if I've satisfactorily answered the answer.
I don't know. Dumi, so the spray sits on the actual fur, the hide. It doesn't penetrate the pores into the meat.
Correct.
Yeah, No. I do understand that. And I think what I'm trying to say further is to say, let's say you deep an animal, you still have to tell the slaughterers that this is how you've deep the animal, which is really a pest repellent.
Right.
I just wanted to find out that is there a regulation that they need to follow, or which then proves when you take it to slaughter that would say, this is what I've applied on the animal and it's not. Is there a document something like that. Thank
okay,
you,
so this is a certification issue, Memphis. Is that even if it's safe for the meat, for people to eat the meat, there are health and safety requirements once somebody's bought. So let's say I own the cattle and I sprayed the cattle with the spray, and then I subsequently sell this cattle on the market, and Dumi is the buyer. Dumi is going to need some kind of certification to say this is how the animal was treated, et cetera, et cetera. And it also was sprayed like this. And then the sale is complete. So without health and safety certificates, it might be difficult for these animals to be passed on the value chain.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, if you're looking at vegetable crop farming, I'm sorry, just to come in, we still have to adhere to global GAP or local GAP, which is just an adherence process in which you need to tell them this is what you've sprayed, this sort of chemicals that you've used, even if it's safe for human consumption, but you still need to adhere to those things. So that's basically what I'm trying to say. Is there a document? Is there a process? Is there adherence process that is that they need to be able to follow for me to be able to say, well, this is what happened to this animal and I'm now selling it and it has this type of a product on it.
Okay, so Memphis, your response?
I cannot say anything with regards to feed for animals. I can only speak for the product itself, you know. As I mentioned, we already have certification from the laboratory, which is SABS approved, you know. I'm under the Technology and Innovation Agency, which is under the Department of Science and Innovation, you know. So we do have a certification in place. We also have what we call a safety data sheet, you know, to back that up, you know. So with regards to feed itself and the meat itself, you know, I cannot speak much on that, you know. I can only speak about the product itself and the effects of the product itself.
Yeah, I think all the gentleman was trying to establish, Memphis, is that, you know, in the market, you know, the animal trade, because this is livestock, right? So these are not, so we're not just talking about livestock crossing a road. That livestock has a purpose at the end of the day. And that purpose is whether it's oxen working the field or it's cows that are going to be sold in the dairy market or the cattle market, the meat market. And once you enter that market, there are just requirements that people must have as traders. And one of them is going to be, you know, have you branded the cow? Have you vaccinated the cow? Have you done this? Have you done that? And you would have to mention that you sprayed the cow with this or the sheep with this glow-in-the-dark spray. And what will be required is a kind of certificate that says this was done for safety reasons and it has not harmed the animal in any way. Do you generate that certificate or do you work with people who can generate that certificate?
Yeah, no, definitely we can issue out the certification.
Okay.
We can, as I mentioned, that it's a first of its kind in South Africa. So there were certain processes also that we had to go through to receive that the certification.
Okay. Yeah. So I think this is what the gentleman was saying is, you know, once you are in the open mainstream market, you must consider that, because anybody who's going to use the spray is going to have to declare it further down the line when they are trading these animals.
No, definitely noted. It's definitely noted.
Okay. And now that we're talking about the open market, the mainstream market, where can people get moonshine? Memphis, where can people buy your spray?
Currently we're still in the deployment phase. Or rather the commercialization phase, you know.
Okay.
As I mentioned to you that I'm under the Technology and Innovation Agency. Now, currently, I'm in the Technology Acquisition Deployment Fund, you know. So what they're basically doing at this stage, we're trying to deploy and commercialize the Moonshine brand, you know. so that it's known in all nine provinces. So we're doing this in partnership with the Road Accident Fund. So basically what's going to happen is that the Road Accident Fund will identify roads with high zone accident spots, which are caused by stray animals, and then they will be able to donate or sponsor a village of their choice, you know, anywhere in South Africa, to ensure that our roads are safe at night. Okay. You know? So currently, we're currently focusing on the Eastern Cape and the Limpopo, you know, because they also need to have their own distribution plan. They also need to do their own impact assessment, to say, yes, the spray works. Yes, we have seen the effects of the spray.
Okay. Listen, it sounds like a fantastic innovation. You've come far and you've already partnered with the various road agencies, road management agencies. That's good news for you. We hope to see it on the store shelves soon. Good luck with the rollouts in Limpopo and in the Eastern Cape. But we can definitely look forward to seeing glow in the dark cattle crossing the road. It's not an alien, it's moonshine. Moonshine Reflective Livestock Spray.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.